This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball.
Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
All right, so speaking of good guys, Howie talked with Todd McShay on Todd McShay's show about looking for players who are good people, but also looking for people who are mentally tough. So he had already kind of rolled it out that, you know, and I've heard him say this before, like he loves his wife, but he wouldn't want his wife to play for the Eagles in the sense that you got to have talent as a player. So it's not just about all who's a good person. You got to be really talented. But he also wants people who are very mentally tough. And clearly that was a hallmark of this team this year and not always a hallmark of Eagles teams. Listen to Howie talking to Todd McShay.
We are going to have adversity, whether you and I have it with our jobs and how it affects our life or during the course of the season. I mean, we were 2-2. We went into the bye week coming off a 1-6. So what were we, 3-8 over our last 11 games? And everyone was burying us. And that week, that bye week, everyone got together and said, all right, we have too good of a team. We have too many good people. How are we fixing it? And it wasn't like, your fault, your fault, your fault. It was like, we got to fix this.
Yeah.
It's too good of an opportunity. And I think that if you don't have the right people, that comes into finger pointing. And that comes into, it ain't my fault. You know, you got to fix this. You got to fix this. And when I look back at our season, that moment, and you go into this, and you know this, you go into the season, you go, week 5 bye. Gosh, it's freaking still warm and freaking Philly.
Yeah.
Even if I wanted to go away, it's going to be the same weather wherever I go away. Like, this stinks, you know? It was the best thing that happened to us.
Look, it's so true. I mean, that's what Sirianni talks about when he talks about dog mentality. Digging down. Dig down. Not easy, though, when you're going through struggles. John, you know what is really a striking thing? Hearing him reference that 3-8, and that's what they were for that stretch at the end of last year and the beginning of this year. Guys, let me
The way that he's framing it in even worse, like in an even worse capacity than I considered before, it was dire.
So that's the thing about the 2-2 looking back is that it did feel attached to the prior year.
Yeah.
So listen to this. James, give me your reaction to these three stretches. These are facts. These are what the Eagles have gone since 2022. I'm counting all playoff games. I'm not counting preseason games. Here we go. Since 2022, they went 26-5. Then they went 3-8. Then they went 16-1. Rhea, how's that possible? How do you go from the start of 22, 26-5, 3-8, 16-1. How do you do that?
I need a 30 for 30 on that collapse.
Right?
Especially in light of how they turned it around.
We still don't know.
I mean, 41-6 if you take out the 3-8.
Wow.
That's pretty good.
Ruben, is that wild, man?
It's incredible.
It's actually incredible.
It is incredible.
It is.
I think it was a defensive total break.
That was part of it.
Defensive break.
Which, you know, is part of my fear of, all right, so they've lost Slay. They're probably going to lose Milton Williams. They're probably going to lose Slay. Like, I'm just telling you guys, like, never lose the DVR of that Super Bowl. Doesn't mean the Eagles can't win another one, but winning it like that, probably never going to happen again.
It's almost impossible to go back-to-back.
Guys, that was a pre-salary cap Super Bowl. That was, my team is so much better than you. It almost looked like the salary cap didn't exist in that Super Bowl. And now things set in. I know it did. But now you start losing people.
That's when you draft the way that Howie did.
You're right.
When you pick your two starting cornerbacks in the draft that year,
first
and second round, it really gives you more flexibility.
All right, let's go to
also changing a coordinator, and that's a big deal.
That was a big one.
That's a big deal, too.
Fangio did a great job. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's talk to Rick in Easton right now. Good morning, Rick.
just hit the nail on the head. You fed the Georgia Bulldogs a steady diet of Vic Fangio and the two corners. End of story.
Well, end of that story, but now you got to feed them again. You got to give them more players.
I'm sure you do, but that's what made it so incredible. Okay, so here's my whole slant on this Trey Turner thing. I totally agree that he has to be held accountable, but we have to also stop. You may not agree with me, Joe, and I'm okay with that. We have to stop giving. He's a $300 million man. We have to stop giving the $350 million Harper, the Pat Burrow Mulligan. Nobody in this city ever got away with.
Wait a minute. What did Harper do wrong? He had a bad at bat in the sixth inning of that Mets game. He had a great series.
Joe, you're living in the past. Stop living with the bedlam in the park and the bank.
Hold on, let me just say, Rick.
Atlanta, you gotta hold him.
Okay, hold on.
Continue to hold him to the fire.
Rick, hang on. I'm just gonna ask you a question. What did he do wrong that you think merits criticism?
I want to see better numbers. He wants to be paid like Otani. He wants to be paid like Judge. I want to see Judge and Otani numbers out of him.
I mean, listen, man, he's really amazing, Rick. And if he's not
top. Mulligan. You get Jalen Hurts' butt was held at a fire. Look what happened. Sirianni's butt was held at a fire. Look what happened. We're Philadelphia. You gotta start holding him more accountable. That's all.
Look, here's the only spot I'll agree with you, Rick. The only spot I'll agree with you is the base running stuff. I've been very critical of him. I think rightfully so. I think there are times he doesn't run hard, and I think there are times he runs dumb. And both irritate the hell out of me. But, I mean, other than that, I think this guy has been phenomenal. And it's a lot more than just bedlam at the bank. It's a lot more than just the 2021 MVP. I mean, last year he had a great postseason. It was short. It was only four games. But, I think his slugging percentage was .750. I mean,
this year, is there a way that he can lift those around him somehow?
I mean, what am I missing, Rick?
I don't know what else he can do,
Yeah,
Rick.
What am I missing, Rick?
I really don't. But I understand what you're saying. I think your best players need to play their best. I think he did. I think he has had a knack for timely play when it matters the most. He can't be perfect.
Rick, tell me what I'm missing. I'm just curious.
No one can be perfect. I agree with the base running. You can't go 27 games without a home run. That kind of stuff has to stop. And you know what? Go in the two-hole because, Ruben, you know it. The era of your best hitter hitting third, that ship has sailed. Aaron Judge leads off and hits second. Otani hits second. Put Harper in the second hole and play the game with him. And, yes, Turner has to deliver. And you know what? He didn't run because he got hurt last year. He has to run. He has to run bases or this team's in trouble.
Well, Rick, that last part.
That last part is huge.
I agree with that.
No question about
I agree
that.
With that. And I agree with Harper has to hit. You ready for this? Where he is freaking told to hit.
Well, thank you.
Period.
Topper. Exactly. Topper.
Yes. So
Topper,
Rick,
doesn't get enough criticism. I'm with Rick on that.
Yeah, Rick, I'm with you on that too. But I do think you're undervaluing the incredible value he brings to the team.
He brought us incredible value. He has to continue, and I agree with what you're saying.
All right, Rick, give me an answer, my man. In this People magazine era, which began in 1974, who's the most interesting celebrity?
Kanye West.
It's not how you pronounce his name.
Kanye
West.
Yeah, okay.
I'm guessing.
No, he's a complete nut.
It's a horrible answer.
He's not interesting. He's just a loser, an idiot.
Thank you, James.
Kanye West, not Keanu Reeves.
Not a fan.
So not Keanu Reeves.
He was somewhere between.
Keanu would have been a good answer.
Yeah, Reeves. Okay. I really like him.
All right. Speaking of answers, Darius Slay gave us a lot of answers through the year. So we're you know, today I'm lamenting the loss of Darius Slay. Of course, it's possible he could stay if they.
He sure could.
But I don't think it's likely to occur. With that said, let's pay some tribute to Darius Slay with some of his funnier and wittier. And we don't have them all. Wector's trying to dig them up today. But some things through the years that have stood out. One thing that has obviously stood out about Darius Slay, much like the Hammer, a very confident guy.
Take no matchup lightly, but he is one of the best in the world. And, I'm one of the best in the world, too, so I was looking forward to the matchup.
I love it.
Let's rip and run fast here with a couple. Here's another Darius Slay.
Man, look here. I'm probably the sexiest guy on earth. If not one, I'm two. And the only reason I'm two is because I got my little youngin. I just had my newborn. He's sexy, too, so I'll get him first spot.
This guy, man.
Yeah, that was that's a strange place to
I
take
love
it.
The tude.
But really
it
funny. Little,
yeah.
Really
it
funny.
It was a little strange.
Look, he brings
I
personality.
Think you can do that when it's your infant.
Well,
you know,
sure.
Talking about the sexiness of the infant.
Well, yeah, that's okay. But he's also saying other than zero-year-olds, he's the sexiest guy in the world.
I guess.
That's what he said. All right, here's another one. You know, I always enjoyed, except when I was irritated with things he would say when the Eagles were losing, but the way he would speak was kind of funny. I always enjoyed hearing him speak.
You know, he just looked like a swole Batman. Y'all cannot tell me he looked like a swole Batman. Devontae is a skinny Batman. Quez is a fast Batman. So we got three Batmans on the team, but we got one swole, one skinny, one fast.
All right, Derek. Kind of funny.
I like it.
How the Quez.
Would it be Batman?
Batman, there's no fast Batman anymore. Like, that's the funny part about this.
Quez?
We forgot about. Yeah, the Quez.
Yeah.
He was at the inception of the Batman thing. He didn't make it through.
Well, he could run. No. The problem is he couldn't catch the ball.
Yeah, just not good enough at the
catch
football
it.
Part.
All right,
running.
Here's another from Darius Slay.
No Robins. We don't got no backups. No Robins. We got no sidekicks. We got nothing but Batmans. You know what I'm saying? They boys fly. Letting it fly.
They fly.
But all Batman right. doesn't fly.
One more. Yeah.
You know that, right?
I do know that. One more from Darius Slay. He's talking about personnel, who's on the field. He's got the ball. This is pretty funny.
I knew I was going because the fact that I knew it was like 13 personnel, so it had nothing but fat guys out there. So I'm like, I caught the ball. I said, oh, man, it's only about 13, so nothing but these big guys. They ain't catching me. I'm going. I'm like, I'm going to return it every time.
Darius Slay, ladies and gentlemen. God bless him. God
you
bless
know, that's,
him.
That's one back
says
and three tight ends.
Yeah. Says what's, yeah. What's on his mind.
Yeah. All right, so we have two different Twitter poll questions of the day today, both brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Check out Armin's selection of quality one owner pre-owned vehicles at ArminChevy.com. That's ArminChevy.com. Together, let's drive. By releasing Darius Slay, which will be designated as a post-June 1 designation, the Eagles save about $4.5 million on this year's salary cap. Now, they do still have the chance to retain him. They got to negotiate with him, but they've had that chance to negotiate with him already. And pulling the lever to choose to cut him means they probably won't keep him. They could, but probably won't. And we already knew it was going to be hard with how many good players the Eagles have to retain and how limited their money is. So if he's gone, we ask you this question. Is Darius Slay going to make the Eagles Hall of Fame? It's a tough standard. It's a tough. Who was the last guy to get in, LeSean? It's the team's leading rusher.
Maybe.
It's a tough standard.
Who was the last cornerback?
Well, let's see. Eric Allen made it. And have Troy and Bobby T made it? I'd have to look that up.
I think Bobby T did.
I mean, I got to imagine Troy's in. I would hope Bobby T's in. He was a starter for, I think, 10 or 11 years.
Yeah.
So we'll check that out. But is Darius Slay an Eagles Hall of Famer, yes or no?
Somebody brought up something interesting in the responses to your poll question.
What's that?
Nick Foles is in the Hall of Fame, Eagles Hall of Fame.
It is or?
Is. I believe
no,
so.
No, he's not in. No.
Oh, he's not in yet?
No,
oh, okay.
He'll get in, but he's not in yet.
Maybe that was they were asking if he was in.
He is not in yet.
So you have no problem with him going in.
Has to be in. He was a starting quarterback.
Okay.
Yeah, he's Super Bowl MVP.
Yeah. But last year was they honored him upon his retirement.
Got it.
They'll get to that, you know, in a couple years. And look, they got a lot to do. They got to do Doug. They got to do Andy at some point. They got to do Malcolm, Lane, Kelsey.
Yes.
Brandon Brooks will be interesting. Brandon Brooks, to me, is in the Darius Slay category. It wasn't here that long.
Wasn't here.
Probably, that was probably, 2016 through about 2020?
No, it wasn't that long. I don't think it was.
Well, we can look it up.
You're right.
But they got a lot to do. Then there's the, does Deshaun get in? I mean, Zach Ertz has to get in.
Yeah, I mean, like Ertz, Kelsey's going to get in, obviously.
Does
like,
Brent Celek get in? That's borderline.
Borderline, but he was here a long time.
Fletcher
Cox is going to get in.
Fletcher Cox.
I mean, BG's going
to
get in.
You're going to need to build another building.
That was why I said no initially. Yeah. It's not that I don't think Slay's deserving. Yeah. It's just that there are so many guys.
I think
it's going to like fill up.
I don't think Brent Celek is borderline.
You think he's a no?
No, I think he's a yes.
Yes.
I think he's a solid, yes.
I got him in.
Okay, listen, I'd love to see Brennan. All right, so is Slay an Eagles Hall of Famer, yes or no? Second poll question, how many of the big four Eagles free agents, and we know them, of course, to be Bond, Becton, Milton Williams, and Josh Sweat, how many of them are they going to be able to keep? Zero through three or four. Her final choice is three or four. We know they're not keeping four. But zero, one, two, or three or four, you can vote at Sports Radio WIP on
I can do two Twitter. When we go that way. I do think Bond will
get a
be
shot.
Kept. I do think Isaiah Rodgers
but he's not the
not
big
on
four.
The list.
No.
He's He's not big, but he's not little.
Look, I'll just tell you this. James, I said it earlier. If Isaiah Rodgers is as good as people say he is when he gets a chance to start, he could make more money than Bond.
It's possible,
he's a cornerback who's in his mid-20s. I mean, if you tell me there's a corner in his mid-20s who's going to be a starter for the next 5 years, he might make more money than Bond, which, by the way, might mean he's bye-bye.
And a year off, so less wear and tear on his body, too.
And I'm not saying bye-bye in a good way. You're right, Rhea. Like, it's a shame. I mean, I want to keep all these guys. Can't do it.
You don't want Zach Bond.
I do. I do want Zach Bond. Problem is, I want them all. Yep. John right now and Kate May. John, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Doing great, John.
So, Darius Slay, I like him a lot, but until Malcolm Jenkins gets in, he shouldn't get in.
No, Malcolm will definitely get in. There's no question in my mind.
Yeah. I'm not certain about Slay. What I think will happen, though, is Detroit had so many injuries. It would not surprise me if he just goes back to Detroit.
Yeah, it's a real possibility, man.
Yeah. I mean, he came from there, drafted by them. They had a lot of injuries. It makes sense. And they're going to make another run in the Super Bowl.
Well, right? here's the other thing I'd say, John. If you're Darius Slay and you went through much of your career in Detroit stinking, not as a player but as a team, do you really want your last year to be, 5-12? You know, like,
right, yeah.
I would think Detroit is very appealing. Look, he talked about it on the record while he was still an Eagle. He talked about he might go back to Detroit.
Yeah, that one surprised me. As far as the Eagle, Phillies and Trey Turner and all of that, I was reminded on the radio recently, going back to the Dallas Green era, and I know Topper's not Dallas Green, but in the middle of a playoff pennant race, Bob Boone and two other Phillies were benched because they were not hitting and playing the way that Dallas Green wanted them.
Phillies also had good backups. Keith Moreland and Lonnie Smith were good backups, so that's part of it. But go ahead.
Right. But my point is, Topper, look, I know there are no Dallas Greens in baseball anymore. I get it. But that philosophy, I feel like we need that on this Phillies team a little bit. So I'm going to go in, kick some rear end, and, stop treating Trey Turner and these guys. Castellanos, too, drives me crazy.
I agree, John. I agree.
He didn't sit Bohm.
He did, but it's only one time that we know of that there was that. What about the at-bats in August that stunk and saying to a guy, play better tomorrow or I'm sitting your ass for 2 days? And it's going to be a public thing.
He sat some guys.
Not enough.
Guys, there's a difference between sitting one guy one time and sitting three guys at the same time. Sit them.
Well, maybe that's too disruptive if you sit three guys at the same time.
You've gone off the handle there.
But John's point is make a point. John, you're saying seek out the uncomfortable to force it upon them. I agree with you. And John, I'll say this. I wonder with it potentially being Rob Thompson's last year, if they lose in the playoffs, particularly early, then he could be fired. And I do wonder if he'll have a different approach this year, knowing that his back may be up against the wall. That is possible.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right, John, give me an interesting celebrity. Last 51 years, the most interesting celeb.
Yeah, I can't imagine it being more interesting since this person crossed both movies and athletics and bad, good guy, because you said it could be bad, O.J. Simpson.
O.J. is an interesting celeb.
Yeah. Yes.
Really interesting.
I mean, Ruben, is the juice? Two questions, Ruben. Number one, is the juice going to be the winning answer for most interesting celeb? Number two, juice. And I was so tempted the day after he died to do this Twitter poll. Juice, heaven or hell?
Oh, hell, dude.
Just asking.
Hell.
Hell, he's a murderer.
That's not my answer.
What are we doing? He's a murderer.
I'm just asking forgiveness. Yeah. Forgiveness is part of,
forgiveness.
I'm just asking.
Murder.
And his neck.
And then he wrote a book about how he would have done it if he had done it.
Like, don't get mad at me.
Inner circle of hell.
It's a dumb question, Joe. I just want to point that out.
Could you imagine if we had done that poll? OJ. Heaven,
no, I would not. On. I would not have let you do that. No.
Heaven, hell, or choice C. There is no heaven or hell.
Come on.
All right, let's go to Mike. He's calling from Douglasville. I feel like we haven't heard from Mike in a while. What's going on, man?
Yeah, so I haven't talked to you guys since before the playoff run. So first off,
why?
I just want to say go Birds.
Go Birds,
Mike. Go Birds. Are you all right? Is everything good?
Yeah, everything's good. I just haven't had the opportunity to call.
Good.
But I want to throw this out there because I want to piggyback off a previous caller with the Phillies.
Mm-hmm.
And ultimately, what it's going to come down to is, keep in mind, I love Bryce Harper. I have a feeling he is going to be the reason the Phillies do not win the World Series, and here is why.
Wow.
When Rhys Hoskins went down, he made a sacrifice to come back early, rehab as strong as he could so that way he could play first base. And what did that cause? Rhys Hoskins to not come back. What was the conversation two seasons ago? We need a stronger outfield as far as production-wise hitting, and we also need a right-handed power bat. If Bryce Harper would have went back to the outfield and we re-signed Hoskins, who did not sign much for much with the Brewers, so it was doable, Rhys Hoskins would have gave us a power bat, and we could have Harper in the outfield. Now, you look at this lineup and how it's going right now. Think about this top four lineup. You have Trey Turner batting leadoff, Bryce Harper in the two-hole, Rhys Hoskins being the power bat right-handed who's protecting Harper, and then you have Schwarber. That would have been absolutely dominant. And I love Harper.
I'm very torn on this one, Mike. Let me tell you why. So I think you bring up a lot of good points. Here to me is where it gets tricky. So Rojas was 2 years younger one year younger at the time. The organization believed in him more probably than they do now because we've seen him fail more since then. But you got to remember, he was a pretty big prospect. And so the idea was, and these aren't crazy talk ideas, the idea was get younger, cheaper, so you can sign other people because they don't have an unlimited budget. This is part of how you keep Wheeler and Nola. You didn't re-sign Reese. Younger, cheaper, faster, and better defensively, which are all important. So now it stinks that Rojas stunk up the joint. That stinks. That really hurt. And has set a domino effect where they're still scrambling in the outfield. But I just want to start with that. Here's what I'll say, Mike. If Bryce is unwilling to play the outfield and capable, and there's a difference, because I don't know a year ago or a year and a half ago if they viewed him as capable of playing the outfield, you know, after that rehab. I don't know. I legitimately don't know. But if he is considered medically cleared and capable and unwilling, that would bother me.
And here's also another fix. If Harper is willing to go back to the outfield, here's another if.
Okay.
To solve the Rojas problem. If Harper is willing to go to the outfield, maybe that changes the mindset of, say, Trey Turner. Maybe Trey Turner goes to center field and we don't have an issue, so your biggest issue would be then, because then you would move Stott to shortstop, where I'm highly confident in the fact that I'm pretty sure that's what his natural position was, not second. Your biggest issue then would be who plays second.
Look, so leaders got to establish the tempo. Second. Leaders, and I think Joel's an example of a leader establishing the wrong tempo. And if these things about Bryce are true, and I don't know that they are, but if they are, I think you have an interesting theory. I do believe that.
Playing it out in my head, if you go from right to left, you go Harper, Turner, Castellanos, you got Reese at first, say Sosa at second, Stott at short, and Boehm at third with JT catching. That just seems so dominant. And I just don't understand. Like, I get it. We make a lot of money. We can make our own decisions and everything like that. But somebody's got to be the adult in the room and just tell these guys, listen, we understand you like this spot, but this is what benefits the team. And
Mike,
part of what frustrates me, it's what makes it hard to get excited.
Okay. Very fascinating call. Mike, give me an answer. Since People Magazine debuted in 1974, who's the most interesting celebrity you can win tickets to see? Eric Clapton.
Rhea, I mean this in all respect to women, but I do not understand how this man pulls the women he does. But Pete freaking Davidson.
Oh, my God. You are. I don't get it.
I don't either.
I don't think he's that funny. The tattoos, like, they're just too much.
Don't do it.
No disrespect meant to Spike Eskin.
Is he a fan? Oh, it's tattoos. Yeah, I don't get the Pete Davidson thing one bit. No.